This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, Mike Stone's in for Gator. Stoney, how was your weekend?
My weekend was okay. Played horrible golf, but had an enjoyable time.
It's hard to do, to be horrible and have an enjoyable time. It's you get accustomed to struggles.
I know my limitations, so I don't get as pissed off. If I hit the ball well, even if it's like 30 yards left or right of where I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
It's when I... You know, worm burn stuff, that's when I get upset.
It's amazing if you go through the end of a round of golf and you go, okay, if I didn't lose five golf balls, what your score would be, right?
Yeah,
We are on the road today. We are at Oakland Hills for the fifth annual Game Above Detroit Sports Commission Golf Classic. Doug Karsh, Mike Stone in for Gator. And no, Gator's not playing in this golf event. He is at the Rocket Mortgage. I guess it's just the Rocket Classic Media Day.
Yes.
Which is today. He'll have stories tomorrow. In the meantime, Tigers take 2 of 3 from Kansas City. We'll get back to them. Talked a bunch of Lions last hour with contract situations. Promised it. New Orleans, day 17. French Quarter escapee update. According to reports out of New Orleans, there is a belief that Antoine Massey, one of the finalists, has been spotted in Natchez, Mississippi.
Natchez, okay.
Natchez, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Do you know the first thing about Natchez, Mississippi?
I've heard of the city before, but I don't – what is it? Is that where you had your breakdown when you went to
the Super Bowl? No, that was Sandersville, Mississippi.
Okay, at least that was the right state.
Sandersville was where the breakdown was. Then we went to – I believe it was Laurel – and had barbecue. But, yeah, that was my only time in Mississippi. That was a drive.
I don't know anything about Natchez.
Kang, you know anything about Natchez? Do you know anything about Mississippi?
Mississippi? No. I feel like I don't want to know anything about Mississippi. It feels like one of those places like true crime, always, Mississippi.
Well,
I do know that Antonio Massey is not a distant relative of former Lion cornerback Robert Massey.
Thank you for the update, Mike. And that's the value you bring. Much appreciated.
Yeah.
Okay, so Detroit Grand Prix. Over the weekend, big event here in Detroit. Interesting race. First of all, the backdrop makes it a fun watch. Racing through the streets of downtown Detroit, racing along the waterfront, a longer straight than the Indy 500 makes it fun to watch. The one thing that feels like it will always be an issue in Detroit, which doesn't impact us, is it's bumpy. And there was a scary moment late in the race. For people who missed it, Louis Foster, one of the drivers, out of nowhere, his suspension snapped. His right front suspension snapped. And because of that, his car veered towards a wall. He didn't hit it directly head on, kind of glanced off it, and eventually slammed in the back of Rosenquist's car and slid out of control but hit the tires. He was fine. Rosenquist was fine. But after the race, or after he was out of the race, they interviewed him, and it felt like he stopped. He bit his tongue and just said, look, I don't know why the suspension snapped. It's ridiculously bumpy. And you were saying earlier about the Formula One.
When I moved here in 1986, they had the Grand Prix was Formula One in the streets of downtown Detroit. And it was just very frustrating as a young media person trying to do interviews and hearing these, like, Alain Prost, oh, the roads are so bumpy, it's so horrible, I hate it, you know, F you, go away. And they did, unfortunately.
Yeah, but we sure we didn't want them to stay.
Right.
So we don't want to lose, but they just re-upped. Like, that's the good news, right? There's 3-year deal has been struck, and Detroit is going to host this for 3 more years with an option for 3 more. Whatever they need to do, like in Vegas, they had somebody went over a hubcap that came out and damaged one of the cars.
Oh,
I'm sorry, manhole cover, not a hubcap. They went over a manhole cover that popped up. So anyway, Kang, you see we have breaking news?
Yeah, big news, big news. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, was reporting 1 minute ago, 1 minute ago on Twitter, also known as X, Lions All-Pro and Pro Bowl center Frank Ragnow, one of the game's best, has informed the team he plans to retire. A stellar career comes to a close.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Well, that is out of left field.
All right, maybe we should give him a new contract. I'll give him a new contract. I'm cool for that.
I guess it had nothing to do with the contract.
You don't think this is...
No, when you say you're going to quit, it has nothing to do, I don't think, with a contract.
Wow.
I think just he doesn't want to have the crap beat out of him all the time.
Okay, that's a game changer, and obviously bad news for the Lions for the football product.
He walks away at age 29. Mike Garofalo says his absence was not about a contract situation. He walks away at age 29. Okay.
So let me circle back to something that we talked about during last season. And Kang, I think you were the first to bring it up. You said, careful of this guy being around long term. It might not be something we can count on. And, you know, you start reading the tea leaves a little bit of what the player's been saying. I don't know if there's a way to sugarcoat this. This is a big loss.
Oh, it's huge.
This is a big loss for the Detroit Lions.
I mean, he's one of the best of the game. I mean, I don't know if it's going to, if you care about odds of Super Bowls and all that stuff, how it's going to shift. But it hurts them dramatically. Not only is the offensive line the best part of the football team, Frank Ragnow is one of the best centers in the league. Here's what Frank Ragnow had to say on Instagram. He says, these past couple of months have been very trying, as I've come to the realization that my football journey is ending and I'm officially retiring from the National Football League. I've tried to convince myself that I'm feeling good, but I'm not. And it's time to prioritize my health and my family's future. I have given this team everything I have, and I thought I had more to give, but the reality is I simply don't. I have to listen to my body, and this has been one of the hardest decisions of my life. The Lions organization has been absolutely incredible throughout this process, and I can't emphasize this enough, how grateful I am for this team and all the fans. It was an absolute honor going to battle for you all.
Wow. Well, now I'm super sad.
I know. I'm very sad.
This game's brutal, man. Yeah. It takes its toll. He's playing at such a high level. One would imagine if he could, he'd play.
Yeah. Man.
So now what?
Well,
I mean, it's never been better to be a Detroit Lion. It's got to be heartbreaking to step away at this time.
Yeah, for him, absolutely. But, you know, you hope he's completely healthy. Obviously, he was worried about that, and I understand it. But I'm going to try to separate myself away from him and just look at the fan in me.
So
I'm not pissed at him. I'm pissed at the situation. This is awful. Now, is it the same as, you know, for this year, as if he would have, you know, tore his ACL, you know, doing a drill, you know, at OTAs or something? Same thing. They're not going to have him this year. So what goes in its place? I mean, wow, you know, Ratledge has played center a little bit, right? But he wasn't drafted to be a complete center. Glasgow's right now your center, right, as you go up the depth charts. I'm going to look to see about, you know, free agent centers out there. I'm sure there's not that many. There could be trades made. Wow, this is awful for the Lions.
So, Doug, when you alluded earlier when I kind of brought this up a couple years ago, that just, you know, be on the lookout. I went back and looked at why, and it was at the end of the 2023 season that he was doing their exit interviews, you know, in the locker room, things like that. And he told the media, like, he said it takes a toll on you. It really takes a toll on you. I need to figure out a way to get back to being frank. And I don't regret any of this at all, but it weighs on you. So I really got to take some time and figure out everything to make sure I'm feeling good. That was at the end of the 2023 season. So ever since then, you kind of on the lookout. But then he came back, of course, and he said, you know, yeah, he wants to do this. The body feels good. And I think last year he even said that, hey, my body's never really felt better. Of course, it's not going to be 100%, but he felt better. But at the end of every season, you know, you always reevaluate and how your body, you know, you don't know how your body's going to end up feeling, right? And apparently right now it doesn't sound like it's feeling the best, and he doesn't want to continue.
Wow, this is a big blow for the Detroit Lions. We've gone from talking about whether or not he wants an extension to Frank Ragnow walking away from the Detroit Lions, announcing his retirement moments ago. Now what for the Lions? 248-539-9797. People, your reaction to this, we will get to that next here on Carson Anderson. We are at the Oakland Hills Country Club, the 5th annual Game Above Detroit Sports Commission golf outing. 248-539-9797. Doug Karsh for the University of Michigan Credit Union. If you're ready for your dream car, UMCU is here to help. They have auto loan rates starting as low as 4.5% and zero payments for the first 6 months. You can drive now and pay later. Applying is easy online or at a branch. And their team is with you every step of the way. Plus, the same great rate applies to both new and used vehicles. Don't wait. It's a limited time offer. Become a member by visiting umcu.org to get started. Insured by NCUA. All right, if you're just joining us, breaking news at this hour, Frank Ragnow has announced his retirement from the Detroit Lions. Wow. Big blow for the Lions in the middle of their offensive line. Incredibly valuable player. He'll be tough to replace. Clearly, it's something that, you know, isn't completely out of the blue because he's talked about how much injuries have taken their toll on his body. But that doesn't mean that the Lions were ready to have to replace him. I suspect there was some initial discussions with Frank that it's probably not completely out of left field.
Right.
But, Mike, this hurts.
Yeah, and I'm sure, I mean, I don't know if it's for a fact, that when Dan Campbell spoke to us in the media on Friday, he kind of had an idea that this was going to happen. This is not something that just happened over the weekend. Maybe he wanted more clarity, but yeah, it just, as a Lion fan, you're happy for Frank in one way that he's getting out at age 29, healthy, and relatively healthy. But as a fan of this football team, it's just another, you know, it's not Barry leaving in the middle of, you know, or Calvin's deal. This sucks, though, as a fan. I mean, he is arguably one of your five most important people And to have him leave is just is crushing. And we are fortunate right now to be joined right here at Oakland Hills by a former member of the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers on our very own TJ Lang. TJ, thanks for stopping in. And
didn't mean to put you to work today.
I know, but the news of Frank,
yeah,
shocking to you, or did you see this coming?
No, I mean, it seemed like all the reports the last couple of weeks have been about a contract dispute, right?
Yeah.
Which couldn't blame Frank for, you know, with the level of player he was. And
yeah.
Some guys making a lot more money than him. But, no, this news is, yeah, I mean, I'm literally responding to it. I just found out 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, so I get it.
It is obviously rare to see at this time of year. I mean, this is normally a decision you see a little bit right after the season, right? Maybe a month or two after the season. I can't imagine the Lions are surprised by it.
No.
I think Frank has been very open and honest the last couple of years about the injuries that he's played through and how his body feels and just what a struggle it is just to wake up and feel good every day. He's been honest about that. So it's one of the toughest decisions that you have to make as a pro athlete is knowing when to step away. And I think Frank has always been that type of guy that knew, you know, when the end was the end, you know, I'm not going to be one of those guys that tries to hang on and, you know,
right,
just to play a little bit longer and collect another check. So it stinks, man. It does. I mean, this is tough news, obviously, when it's one of your best players and, in my opinion, the best player at his position in the entire NFL. So,
right.
But, you know, at this point, it's so got to support Frank in his decision. And I know Lions fans are going to probably be upset about it, but
right,
this is a human being we're talking about,
right,
and he's been through a lot of pain.
I don't think we're upset, fans upset with him, at him. Maybe upset at the timing, but upset that we're this really good team. Where do we go from here? I mean, is Glasgow your starting center right now?
Well, he has that versatility,
right,
to kick in. I think the things I've been hearing since OTA started last week that Ratledge was taking a lot of center reps. And look, maybe this is something the Lions knew. I mean, obviously they drafted a couple guys at that interior offensive line spot. So, like I said, I can't imagine that this news is just coming out of the blue for them. I think this is something they've probably been preparing for. And, yeah, I think they do have versatility no matter what, how they want to fill that spot by kicking Graham back inside or giving Tate Ratledge a bunch of reps here throughout the spring and summer and hopefully in training camp to see if he's going to be the type of guy. I don't know what type of players are still out there, any veteran guys that might still be in that free agent market that you might be able to give a Kevin Zeitler one-year deal to come in and kind of patch that hole. But I do know they're going to be in good hands, obviously, with Dan Campbell and with Hank Fraley and the other guys that they have in that offensive line room, a lot of other leaders. Whoever's going to have to be thrown into that starting role is going to be expected to play at a high level, and they're going to be surrounded by a bunch of guys that are very, very good at what they do as well.
Can you give us examples of how tough it would be for a rookie to have to man that position on a team with Super Bowl aspirations? Like, this isn't a rebuild. This is team that's trying to win now.
Yeah, center is a tough position. You have to be the quarterback of that offensive line, and a lot of times it's your job to get up there, set the front, set the ID, right? We're going here, make sure everybody's on the same page, and that you might have 3-4 seconds to do that, right? And when you're a young player, you're thinking a lot about so many things, right? I'm thinking about my technique. I'm thinking about what my footwork has to be. And then you're thinking, okay, I've got to ID the right guys. I've got to read the rotation. Anything that it just comes at you super fast, and you have to process this in 10 seconds. And it's difficult to do at a young age. But the more reps you get, obviously, if Ratledge, hypothetically is going to be that guy, hopefully he gets a ton of reps here in OTAs and then mini camp and then in training camp. And that can sort of speed up the development process, I think, a little bit. So, but there's nothing like getting in live games where practice you get redos, right? Hey,
yeah.
Okay, let's do it again. Let's do this. You don't get that in games, right? And I think that's something you learn as a young player. So we'll have to see how the next couple weeks go. And obviously this could be a story we obviously are going to be watching all the way up until the season,
yeah,
right? Who's going to kind of separate themselves at that spot. But I can't sugarcoat it. I mean, that's a huge loss.
You know,
it's a huge loss. But I would say this, Doug, is the center is normally responsible for that. But with the offensive line that the Lions have with Decker and with and Panay and with Frank – or, I'm sorry, with Graham, who's played a lot of reps, you can kind of put that onus on a lot of other guys. Okay, hey, Graham, or hey, Decker, or hey, Panay, you guys help set the front. You guys help set the protection. You guys be a little bit more vocal and kind of ID what we want to do on these plays. It doesn't always have to fall on the center. I think that It does on good teams because Frank is so good at doing it. It's just like, okay, there's a comfort in having a guy like that. That doesn't mean the other guys can't chip in as well, which is something they're going to have to probably do by committee until they figure out, you know, who can slide into that spot.
And just to reiterate, Frank did a statement on Instagram, and I'll just read the end of it. He talks about this health, and he wanted to leave the game healthy. He says, the Lions organization has been absolutely incredible throughout this process. I can't emphasize this enough and how grateful I am for this team and its fans. It was an absolute honor going to battle for you all. So obviously, this has been an ongoing process with them, so this is no surprise to them.
No, and Frank is one of those guys that played a year with the kid. I know he was super young, but I know he's very transparent. And he's been transparent with the media, which normally if you're transparent with the media, you're going to be even more transparent with your coaches and with the organization.
Yes.
So I have to think that this probably doesn't blindside them. Just hopefully, you know, they've got the right pieces that can kind of step in there to pick up the slack a little bit, because we do all know the aspirations and the expectations that this team is going to have going into this season. So I'm proud of Frank, man. I mean, if this is really the end, and this doesn't seem like one of those, like, right, remember we Myles Garrett trade request, and then it turns out, oh, I just wanted more money. I don't think this is like, oh, I'm going to retire if you're not going to pay me more money. Frank's not that type of dude. So I think this was just, hey, let's get back to football over the summer. Let me start practicing a little bit. Let me truly see how I feel. Obviously, for him to make this massive decision at this point of the season, the guy's got to be going through a ton of pain. And, you know, it sucks to see a really, really good player leave. But at the same time, you got to think about the person, and you got to think about, you know, things bigger than the game. And for him to walk away, hopefully having or being eventually going to be able to have some health back intact, that's an incredibly tough decision. And if it's one that he thinks is right, I applaud him for it.
TJ, real quick for me before we let you go, did you see any drop off on his play? Like the injuries were starting to take their toll.
No, not really. I mean, obviously, the older you get, and what Frank is 7 years in, right? This would have been his 8th year, I want to say. No, I mean, you know, just trying to think back to my own kind of path, and that 7th, 8th year is kind of where you feel like you start to hit your prime. And no, Frank, I mean, outside of what he would talk about and the injuries that he was playing through and the toe that seemed to linger forever and playing through the, you know, fractured throat, You wouldn't be able to turn on the film and be like, oh, yeah, I could see the toes hindering him, you know, which is a testament to him, which is a testament to how tough he is. And I got to see that, you know, when he was a young player, and obviously watching and talking with him, you know, throughout the last 5-6 years of his career, that's how he is. He doesn't want people to let him, you know, let you know what he's feeling. Oh, poor me, man, I'm playing through all these injuries and, oh, I gave up a pressure, but he's got a bad foot. No, that wasn't Frank. He expected to play at a high level, and he did play at a high level. So I know I kind of went long on that, but no, I didn't really see any drop-off with all the injuries that he's been playing through for multiple years now.
All right, tame the monster.
Yeah.
I'm going to try. I know Jimmy Pop, I'm mad at him right now. I wanted to play the North Course so I could ride around in a cart. He's got us playing the South Course. We got to walk, go, 18 miles out here today.
But isn't it? But if you play Oakland Hills, that's the one you want to play.
No, it is. This is a beautiful place. I'm so glad they're having us. And obviously with Game Above, me being a part of them and being able to sponsor this, it's always a great tournament, so I'm excited.
You're the man. Thanks
all
for coming by.
See you guys.
Thank you very much.
TJ Lang, of course, contributor here on the station, part of the Lions Network. His thoughts on the breaking news, if you're just joining us. Lions center Frank Ragnow surprisingly announces his retirement moments ago. So, big blow for the football team, and long way to go here in terms of between now and the start of the season. But suddenly a lot of pressure on some young guys, front office. I mean, it does potentially free up some cap space.
Yeah.
This kind of deal where they go get a veteran? Do they use cap space to try and make a strong move? Well, I mean, how much money was he scheduled to make? What was his cap hit?
His cap hit this year would have been $14 million.
Now, I don't know that you get all that back, right? You only get back the base salary.
Which is $9 million.
Yeah, but that's still $9 million.
Yeah.
So what direction do they go? We shall see. Again, thanks to TJ for the insight. It's Carson Anderson from the Oakland Hills 5th Annual Game Above Detroit Sports Commission Golf Classic. Stoney in for Anderson here on 97.1.
Hey, you hear us endorse various sponsors in the hope that you'll seek their services, whether it's a Las Vegas casino or even my go-to health club. But asking you to trust my eye surgeon who transformed my fading, blurry vision into colorful Crips 2020, that's a more difficult sell. And it's because our eyes are so precious and essential to enjoying life. And when they no longer work well, we start doing stuff like putting contacts in them, buying expensive frames and lenses year after year after year, or relying on those annoying reading glasses. 6 years ago, with his bifocal implants, Dr. Yaldo gave me back the vision of my youth in a quick, painless procedure. Even for a wuss like me, it was painless. Whether it's custom LASIK for people under 45 or bifocal implants to eliminate the need for reading glasses, trust Dr. Yaldo, as some 50,000 Detroiters already have. Go to YaldoEyeCenter.com for a free, no-risk evaluation. Like me, you'll soon say that it was one of the best decisions you ever made.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Huge breaking news today. Frank Ragnow announcing his retirement from the Detroit Lions. So, now what?
It's like
nobody's mad. Everybody loves Frank Reich.
No,
right?
No,
nobody's
mad at him. The only I'll be that guy. The only The only thing that bothers me a little bit here is I kind of wish he would have made this decision about 4 months ago. For a free agency, they could have maybe done what the Bears did and got Drew Dahlman or what Ryan Kelly, I believe, went to the Vikings. Teams in their own division who wanted to keep up with the Ragnows did it, and now we lose our Ragnow.
Well,
that's my only – and that's – you know, you don't know when he knew.
Maybe – we were talking about this earlier, whether or not he was not happy with his contract. Is that why they – and apparently the contract was secondary to his greater concerns. But it did take two interior offensive linemen. One of them pretty high.
Yeah.
The other one seems to be pretty highly regarded prospect. So, hey, man, it's a stunner. It's probably not nearly as stunning for the Lions organization. But it's kind of a now what.
Right. Yeah.
It frees up cap space. They can make a trade. They can maybe go with their current group. I don't know if there's any free agents still out there. I haven't even started to look. But Lions have to find a way to come back and be a better football team or as good a football team without Frank Ragnow in the middle of the offensive line. And that is going to be challenging. Let's go to Jason. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Listen, Doug, I just want to say you've been great on U of M radio. I just want to say congratulations to that. And to Stoney, I just want to say congratulations to you on your retirement. I never had the chance to say that. I just want to say those two things real quick.
Thank you.
But I also
want to very kind of you.
Thank you very much. But as you can hear, I'm not retired.
It's a busy retirement.
Yeah.
So on as far as Ragnow goes, that guy was a community guy. He was loved by his teammates. This is a blow. However, a lot of people in the football world feel that the center position is the easiest one to cover for weakness when it comes to the offensive line continuity. Now, Ragnow was special because, like you guys said, he was a quarterback of the offensive line. I truly think that we're probably going to be looking at Glasgow as our starting center, with Ratledge getting a lot of work as the backup center and then possibly taking over next year.
It's possible.
Yeah, I don't know if I would agree with the assessment that the center is the easiest position to make up for.
No, because of all the reads and all that. So maybe the actual physicality of the blocking, maybe. But as far as, you know, pointing out the defenses and all that stuff, that's where you want a good veteran.
Yeah. Now, is it maybe physically easier than some of the other spots? But as far as the mental aspect, I don't know. I don't. There's very little about this loss and trying to replace this player that makes me think anything's going to be easy.
Nothing. This is, I mean, I can't think of a proper analogy. You know, you wake up and you find that you have some, as a fan, you find out that, I don't know, you can't walk anymore. I don't know. This is just awful as a fan.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Everybody's saying, oh, good luck to Frank. Yes. Yes, we all agree.
Yes.
We wish him nothing but the best. Makes great sense for him where he is in his life. Man, this sucks.
It does. This, you know, but, you know, this is where I believe in the Lions are cursed, and this is another, you know, page in the book.
Kang, our producer back in our studios, any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I'm absolutely gutted, like probably most Lions fans right now. I mean, the news is still fresh, and I think what you said earlier, Stoney, about, yeah, you wish you would have been able to tell the organization sooner. Of course we do, but to me, that's a more check plus in how tough Frank Ragnow is, and he tried to gut this thing out to the very... I don't want to say to the very end, but he wanted to wait and make sure. You know what I mean? Because he is so tough. And you don't just say, hey, I'm not feeling good right now. Draft somebody. I'm out. No, he wanted to make sure that he was out. And now we're upon the first, you know, OTAs. He wasn't there. And he knew. And which is, by the way, this is not week one. So there is some time here. You know, there's a whole offseason here for the team to figure out what they want to do. But they've known that this was a possibility for I don't know how long, because he's that transparent, Frank Ragnow, with them. And so, yeah, you're so gutted because this is a Super Bowl team. This is a Super Bowl, you know, one of the favorites to come out of the NFC, and you just lost the anchor of your offensive line. Now, can Ratledge move over to center? Can Graham Glasgow play center like he has before? Mahogany, hopefully he's ready. I mean, these are things that we got to think about, but I give Frank credit for just the fact that, hey, he tried to figure it out, and when he did, I think he still gave him time to figure it so they can figure it out.
And you got to think about how much this sucks for him, because his age says he should still be able to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's never been better to be a Detroit Lion than right now.
That's why it tells me he must be really hurting. Think about it. No one wants to give up when you have this the window is now. And I'm not saying he's giving up, but maybe his body's giving up, you know? And he can't do it.
I'm looking at the ESPN depth chart for the Lions, and they have as the backup center Michael Neese, who is basically a guard. And, you know, Kingsley Egwuegon is your third string, because they have Ratledge as the starting guard.
Well, Christian Mahogany, Miles Frazier.
Yeah, but can they?
Tate Ratledge, a lot is riding on those players' development. Hank Fraley is a great O-line coach.
I mentioned I was on Fox 2 last night with John Neal, with Dapper Dan Miller, that the one thing out of the OTAs was that Soursdahl was getting snaps at center. And it was like, well, they're just trying to maybe salvage his career. No, they kind of knew this was happening. I think this is the part of the reason that happened. Now, I'm not saying it'll be any good, but they were kind of prepared for this.
So, it's unlikely that the offensive line will be better than last year.
Correct.
But that doesn't mean the team can't be. Does free up some cap space.
Well, they're not going to have a better record than last year, or the equal record. Let's be honest with that.
Well, what we want... First of all, if everybody gets healthy and is healthy for the postseason, that's what you want.
Correct.
This player, like, you can't make up for the loss of him on the O-line. You can't go get Frank Ragnow.
No.
Or a player as good as Frank Ragnow. So the way you get better as a team is figure out some other way, some other thing you have to do to make yourself – a better football team or as good a football team to be prepared to go try and win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, maybe. Look, I mean, this just, you know, came out, you know, an hour ago to do some research to find out is there a team out there that you don't think is going to, like, qualify for the playoffs that has a center that's really good that, you know, is near the end of their contract that you can actually make a trade with possibly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you have to figure out. And that's what Brad Holmes is paid to do.
It's very hard to imagine that they would be, you know, that anywhere down the road towards doing that, right?
You would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also hard to imagine even those teams giving up on the season before it even starts.
Correct.
Almost nobody does that. So we'll see. Frank Ragnow has retired. A ton of feedback coming in. Still got champ and chump votes. Get those in. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Bit of a stunner. Frank Ragnow announces his retirement. Not a total shocker, but it felt like, you know, he was trying, and, you know, we kind of moved beyond last season. The timing of this, I'm not mad at him. It's obvious he wanted to give it another shot and was hoping he would feel better. But here we are in June, and Frank Ragnow announces today he's retiring. So there goes one of the keys of the offensive line. And one thing for sure, Mike Stone, is the margin for error up front. You know, it was a great offensive line last year. And they really can't afford other key pieces to get hurt now.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Look, it's such an important position.
Yep.
And I respect Lion fans and this whole organization and the whole makeup that we respect the job of that position, because the center is always overlooked. Ah, he just hikes the ball.
Yeah.
You know, and we've seen it's so important. Look, is he as important as Penei Sewell? No. But it's pretty damn close.
Feedback coming in. Jesse the mailman says, I wish him well, and thank you for not faxing in your retirement. Good luck.
Yeah.
Man, what difference does it make? I mean, he exactly. Posted something on Instagram. That's perfectly, you know. How do you do it, I guess, is
change the times. No fax, Instagram.
Why does Ragnow announce his retirement now? After the draft, free agency takes on a whole new meaning now. It's from Tim in Rochester Hills.
Yeah, that's the only thing you could somewhat criticize him for, but maybe he was battling. I think I want to do it. I don't think, you know, we went back and forth, and finally push came to shove.
Yeah, that just says to me that he had full intentions of coming back, and the body just didn't respond, right?
Yeah.
Just didn't respond.
Or the mind. Maybe he just said, you know what, I can't do this again.
Unnamed texter, well, window closed.
I wouldn't go that far, but It definitely.
Well, of course you wouldn't. That's ridiculous.
It certainly puts the window going down a little bit.
Well,
there's no doubt about that.
I think you have to give them the like there's a counter move here. There's a response.
I know, but it's okay to have the immediate reaction of, oh my God, this just
no.
Blows.
See, I don't think it's okay. I think it's absurd. I think it's absurd to think that this means the window is closed.
Yes.
Or that it's closing. It means there's a challenge here, but if for less competent organizations, let's give a brilliant GM an opportunity to respond to this before we even think about how this impacts their window.
Yeah, but see, I'm not rational. I'm not when it comes to immediate. You know, when I sit back a few days and look at it, okay, and I can map out what they should do, then I become more rational. The fan in me just says, oh, this is just another thing to put on the old Lions docket. It just stinks. And no, I would never say the window's closed. But if the window is, like, wide open, maybe a 16th it'd start and go down a little bit. That's all. Nothing huge. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt for that to somehow fix this position. You know, they did draft guys kind of looking for maybe not this year, but later down the road.
Well, given your look in the mirror, you'll get no argument from me. 248-539-9797. This is a way bigger impact than even I think. Even you guys think, because the other three teams in the NFC North have a couple of good defensive tackles. With the interior of offensive line now is significantly weaker, those guys could feast. So the massive challenge here is the Lions have gotten great play out of Jared Goff, right?
For the most part, yes.
And what have they said has been really key that the Lions have given Jared Goff?
Time to throw the football.
Yep. Jared Goff has been given that opportunity to be the best version of himself. And the whole basis of that, the foundation takes a hit.
It does. It's
a challenge.
It's a huge challenge. There's no doubt, especially for that position group. There's no doubt about it.
Let's go to Steve. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How's it going? You know, the first thing I was telling your screener, first thing that came to mind was 2 years in San Francisco where we had it all there. We had the core leadership, you know, Taylor, Ragnow. You know, we had the core draft picks. The team was peaking 3 years under Campbell. It was all there. And you know, I don't care what anybody says. This is a huge, huge setback. He calls the plays on the offensive line. He's the guy who's there for Goff. I mean, you know, I can't even stress what I think this does to the team.
All right. Well, your Bluetooth just kicked in.
Hopefully, the Lions aren't as effective as affected as your phone call.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to discount how big of a loss this is.
No.
But you know, I'm not gonna white flag this season.
And no.
I'm certainly, you know, allow what has proven to be one of the best GMs in the game. Let's give him a chance to respond.
But is it fair, Doug, at the moment, because I think it is, to sit there and say, you know what, this is the chances of them winning the Super Bowl went down a little bit. That's all. There's nothing wrong with saying that. When you lose an all-pro player at that position, you can't expect the team to be affected in some way.
Oh, I do expect them to be affected, but I'm not how much does it affect them? We won't know until we see what their response to this is.
That's true.
We got to see what their response to this news is.
I know, but
I mean, what if the guy that they drafted, Tate Ratledge, is elite and we just don't know it yet?
Look, it could be the guy. I don't want to purposely go back to Philly, but Kelsey retired and Cam Jurgens stepped in and did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are there are ways that you can counter this move.
Yeah, it's just, it's, I just am, I mean, I'm not completely stunned because he wasn't there yesterday, over the weekend, but it blows, okay? Simplistic, you know, non-journalistic, it blows.
Yep. Let's go to Kevin, who's next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. I just think, you know, there's two conversations that are going to be had at the end of the year. One of them is going to be the Lions won the Super Bowl and overcame the loss of two coordinators, returned their star defensive end, and replaced a center with someone in the draft, and they succeeded. Or the conversation is going to be, we had the toughest schedule in the NFL. We lost two coordinators. Hutchinson didn't have a banner year, and we lost our center at the beginning of the year. So I think the second conversation is more likely. I'm not saying we have to white flag the season, but if you're looking at two possible endings or outcomes, I think the second one is, has a much higher probability. That's all.
Well, look, maybe we're not used to being run by a competent person. And Kevin, you're entitled to your opinion, of course. We're giving Brad Holmes a huge challenge. Let's see what he does.
Yeah.
It does free up cap space. There's creative moves that can be made. You might not replace the center, but you might get a better free agent defensive end or tackle to join this team. You might use that money at the trade deadline to shore something else up. Like I'm really intrigued.
You're more obviously optimistic.
Well, I'm a home. I'm a Brad bot, right?
I
don't mind admitting it. Okay. I mean, why wouldn't you be? The guy is giving us the most competent decision making from that position in our lifetime.
But if he would have drafted Cam Jurgens instead of Josh Pascal, he'd even be better.
Yeah. Well, nobody does that but you. You're going to the Hall of Fame.
I'm saying that facetiously.
Yes. But at the end of the day, you know, this is a two-time NFL Executive of the Year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a huge challenge. What's the response?
Yeah.
What's the response? I'm not thrilled with this.
No.
But let's see what he does. And in lieu of having any other plan, I got no plans for that. I don't know. I'm not running the Lions, and I didn't anticipate having to make this decision. But right now, right here, right now, I bet the GM has a plan A, a plan B, a plan C. Probably nothing that's going to get executed in the next 30 minutes.
No.
But they're going to see how guys respond in camp, see who looks up to it. I don't hate playing an extra preseason game now.
You know what? You're right.
Here you go, Tate. You're getting four starts at center.
Yeah, great. He'll get hurt.
248-539-9797. We go to Mike. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mike. Mike, go
Brandon.
Ahead. Okay,
so,
Brandon, go ahead.
Job, Brandon. So okay. It's funny because you guys are doing the live stream, like Gators out today. You guys are at the golf course having a great day. And then the bomb drops. What are the odds that the day that you guys are at the golf course is the day that this happens? You know?
Well,
completely irrelevant.
Yeah. We're fine.
I know. Talking about if they told the Lions before the draft, like if the Lions drafted because of that. But, I mean, they free up the cap space. So you think the Lions, if they knew that he was going to do what he did today and they were going to get cap space available, if they were going to sign somebody else besides just drafting offensive linemen?
I think the most likelihood is that this money will be used at the trade deadline. I don't think that there is – at the trade deadline, there'll be more flexibility because there are going to be more players available. And what did he free up? What did you say, $9 million, $9-something million?
Yes.
That goes a lot further when you only have to pay for half the season. So, you know, it's – in the immediacy, I think they're going to try a lot of things with who's in-house, which is what you should do, and just make sure you don't have an in-house answer, which you probably don't. Once you've established that, you go about the business of mining the free agent market of who hasn't signed yet, which I haven't seen a list of replacements. I mean, we're on remote today, kind of a little bit short on resources as we typically have. So And then you get to the trade deadline, right? You get to the trade deadline. You get into the season. You don't have to wait to the trade deadline. And you see which teams with a veteran center be willing to move on from a guy. There's a lot of good players that aren't Frank Ragnow, but that doesn't mean those guys can't help you win.
Right. The first true center, if I'm reading this correctly, that was selected in this draft, Drew Kendall by Philadelphia out of Boston College in the fifth round, four picks ahead of where the Lions took Miles Frazier.
And if Ratledge can play.
Yeah.
You know, this is a huge question. There's a lot. Let's just say that we've gone from probably now being worried about the center spot to really focusing on it when the Lions line up against the Chargers in that Hall of Fame game, which will get here quickly. 248-539-9797. Breaking news today, Frank Ragnow retiring from the Detroit Lions earlier this hour. 248-539-9797. What is next? 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.